I'm Oliver Conway with a selection of highlights from across BBC World Service News today. Coming up, two explosions at the Iranian embassy in Beirut have killed at least 20 people and injured many more. We'll hear from an eyewitness.
I was at work and I heard the first explosion. I ran to see what's going on and I heard the second explosion.
And we'll look at who might have been responsible. Also in the podcast, the search goes on for the Paris gunman. We speak to the businesswoman who created a website devoted to Africa.
There are so many people who come to the site wanting to learn about Africa. Whatever is on that site really informs the way the world sees Africa.
And how a man living in poverty in India benefited from a second-hand pacemaker.
I don't care who has used this pacemaker before me. I couldn't have afforded a new one, but I'm thankful for the old one which saved my life.
But first, in the Lebanese capital, two explosions have hit the Iranian embassy compound. As we recorded this podcast, it was confirmed that more than 20 people had been killed and almost 150 injured. Eyewitnesses said cars caught fire and panicked people ran for cover. One local resident, Jamal Nasruddin, was injured and brought to a nearby hospital where he described the attack.
I was at work and I heard the first explosion. I ran to see what's going on and I heard the second explosion. I fell and got hurt on my shoulder and my foot.
It was just awful.
It was just awful. Many dead bodies, massive destruction, burnt cars. You could even see bodies burnt totally. What I've seen is just awful. I can say no more. It's all about Syria. Whenever the Syrian war takes another step forward, Lebanon is affected. And that's what we're facing here.
These are residential apartments where innocent people, children, women and old men live. It is not a military site, nor a battle zone anywhere in the world. This indicates that the criminal terrorist brain behind this blast wants to threaten the Lebanese people's dream of living freely and happily.
Now, when you're setting up a new website, a priority is to have a domain name that's memorable. So imagine having a site that's named after an entire continent. Africa.com describes itself as the source for everything Africa-related. It covers news, travel, arts, business, politics and many other topics.